after Howard gets done with his part.
All right, Howard, you got a word for us?
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still He chose Jesus to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify. That His love is everlasting and His mercy, it will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
One more time.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good all the time.
God on the mountain. You know, life is easy when you're up there. It's when you're down in the valley that you have problems, right? Let's sing it.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make it right. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valleys of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test.
Amen.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God of things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Yes, the God of the day
is still God in the night.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, we're going to do the memory verse of the month. When Mark can come up here and do it. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Isaiah 65:1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call my name, I said, here am I. Here am I, Isaiah 65:1. Nice job.
Thanks. All right. I've been practicing.
Okay, now for the rest of the news. Please join us after the service here for lunch today. Ladies' Bible studies Wednesday at 10 o'clock. When should you tell about Jesus? John 3:16 and Romans 5:8. Virginia will be leading the group. Next men's breakfast, Saturday, April the 5th. Come share a great breakfast and fellowship. The GBC Missions Banquet is next Sunday at 5. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful dinner plan and a guest speaker from Salem. And so we're going to have our faith promise banquet. What that means is we're going to, you know, make a faith promise pledge, asking God, what would you have us give for global missions this coming year? And that figure that God reveals to us, then we want to place down on our pledge and say, yeah, by faith, if God supplies it, we want to give it so that we can reach the world for Jesus. That's our banquet and our faith promise pledge. We'd like for you to be there. Doesn't cost anything to come for dinner. You don't have to make a pledge, but we're just saying, hey, come and listen and fellowship, and it's going to be a good evening. So that's next week at 5, all right?
And we need to know how many, so there's a clipboard going around. If you haven't signed up, let us know.
So if we have planned for 20 and 40 show up, that's going to be a problem. It'll be a faith promise fast.
We'll need Jesus to intervene.
Yeah.
Also, we're gonna do a love offering for Adult and Teen Challenge at the end of this service, so keep that in mind. And on to the next thing. Helpers needed. By the way, I'm going to help with this. This year, our grounds are in need of people to help mow the lawn, spray for weeds, things like that. So if you'd like to be a part of that ministry and service, who do they contact? No, you.
Well, they can contact me. But okay. Dennis had coordinated that for, you know, the last couple of years, and then he had to go move to Woodburn. So.
Yeah. Well, I told Brad that I'd help, so.
Okay.
I will help with that. If you wish to receive the midweek letter, the letter of encouragement, by email, text, or snail mail, let Pastor know, or let Charlotte know, and then they can put you on the list. Okay, there was a key turned in up in a classroom. If you're looking for a key, see Pastor Russ. Anybody looking for a key? No? Not yet.
Might be somebody.
Not tomorrow. Until you need it. Then you'll be looking for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for the announcements. Oh, one more thing. If you're new, I'd like you to fill this out so that we can, you know, add you to our ministry and our newsletter and come to know you better. And this is a corporate prayer request, and we'd like to have you fill that. If you have a need and a prayer request, we'd like to have you fill this out now and borrow a pen if you need one. And then after the end of the music, Pastor and the rest of the congregation will be in prayer for your needs. All right? Okay, now I'm done. So if you'll stand with us one more time, we're going to do one of Wayne's favorite songs.
With the most was our sin that brought him down. When we like sheep had gone astray, our shepherd came, and on his shoulders bore our shame.
Feature Howard on a song here. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
As the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and your fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. You
that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and your fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and your fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Nice job. Nice job. Thank you, man. Thank you. All right. We want to pray for you. So if you have a prayer request, we'll take that at this time. And we want to lift you up before the Lord. We all have prayer requests, right? It's just whether or not you want to share them today. Anybody? Everybody says, I want to eat. Okay. Well, let me just pray. And then we'll hear from Team Challenge. Father God, we have more blessings than we're really aware of. Thanks for that song. It's a good reminder. Lord, we take so much for granted. We have a roof over our heads. We have food on the table. We have shoes on our feet. And we have you. You're our great treasure. You're our pearl of great price. You're the hidden treasure in our lives that we delightfully enjoy. I pray that you would send your Spirit today and empower us. Empower us to hear your word, hear the testimony of the good news of Christ today through the Teen Challenge team. Lord, make our hearts thankful and glad. We pray, Lord, for the good news of the gospel to be spread more, not only through Teen Challenge, but also our church here, Lord, as we reach out in our community. So I pray for souls. Grant us, Lord, holy and divine appointments where we can share the good news of Jesus. I want to pray for a dozen souls to come to faith in Christ this year from our church. Lord, give us souls. And then also, Lord, transform our lives more and more that we might reflect the good news of which we speak of, the good news which we live. Thanks for what you're going to do this hour now. Give us grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to Grace Baptist Church. It's a delight. I love you. I'm glad to be here. I was at an annual meeting this week, and I think we had close to 400 pastors and wives in the room and just shared a great time. It's funny, our first message was on contentment. Of course, I preached on that last Sunday. I said, hey, I could get up here. I got my notes right here. I could preach this, you know, be content. But they were talking about, gentlemen, you need to be content in your ministry where God has planted you, where you're ministering to. And all week long, as people are asking me, well, how's your church? And I get to say, man, I have a great church. Things are good. So I love you. Thanks for being here. Today, we launch our missions conference, and it's today and next Sunday morning and Sunday evening. It concludes with our banquet. And today, we're going to have a group with us who was with us about a year ago, Adult and Teen Challenges from Shedd, Oregon. And when I first learned about them and their ministry, I was really encouraged. This group does a wonderful ministry. And so Faustino is their speaker today. I'm going to invite Faustino up here and say, welcome, brother. Thanks for bringing your people with you. Thank you. I'm going to give you a handheld microphone. So. Hallelujah. Yeah, so share with us today. Thank you.
Well, good morning, church. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Is this thing hot?
That is. You're going to have to talk into it.
That's all right. Well, my name is Faustino Suarez. I've been with Teen Challenge since 2018. In 2018, I was homeless on the streets of Vancouver. I was out of my mind. I was addicted to everything under the sun, from heroin to meth to pills to Suboxone to alcohol, everything, right? And so I had gotten to a point in my life where reality wasn't reality. My head had gone so far that what I was experiencing is nothing what you guys experience on the daily, and that's called psychosis. I was in this state where I believed that people were in my head and I could hear them. And so what does a grown man who's suffering from psychosis do? I called my mom. And I said, Mom, things are crazy out here, right? And she said something to me that I will never forget. She said, Faustino, there is darkness in this world. It is your choice whether or not you want to be involved in it. And I said, all right, well, what does that mean for me? And she said, there's this program, and there's this pastor that knew you as a kid. He's known his whole time that he's known you, that you would need something. And the form of that something I need was Teen Challenge. So I entered into Teen Challenge, and man, it was a struggle, to be completely honest with you. It was one of the most challenging years of my entire life. But here I am, God's faithfulness. So we want to talk to you guys about something greater than our failures and greater than our brokenness, beyond the mess that we create ourselves. The truth is, God doesn't just choose us, amen, he chases us. And in our experience in our life, we've ran so hard and so long that oftentimes we don't feel like we're valued. But God, amen, but God. So this morning you're going to hear some really cool testimonies. You're going to hear some experiences of people who ran from God or maybe didn't even acknowledge them in their mess. But yet he chased them down. He was relentless in his love. He was passionate about his children. What more could you ask from a loving father? So Sergio, would you come up and share?
Thank you, Faustino. Just want to thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm going to read you my written testimony. Hello, church. My name is Sergio. I was born and raised in Salem by my loving parents, who are alive and still married today. I am the middle child of an older brother and a younger sister. We lived a fairly normal childhood and usually had all of our needs met. My mother grew up here in Oregon, and my father had made it to the States in his teens from Mexico to gain a better life. My father had always been involved in the Catholic Church, so he involved me and my siblings as well. My siblings and I were baptized as infants and also participated in Sunday Mass and Wednesday evening classes. Growing up, I never really had a relationship with Christ. I just went through the motions. Growing up, I was pretty shy and insecure about myself, stumbling with being overweight, and this grew into extreme social anxieties. I remember being a lot younger, wanting to go grocery shopping with my mom, pulling up to the store, seeing a bunch of people, and getting very anxious and not wanting to go in. What I now know is I was experiencing most likely an anxiety attack. At the age of 13, I had my first drink and instantly knew that I liked the effects of alcohol. It gave me a feeling of being okay with me. I would use alcohol any chance I can get at that point. By the time I was in high school, I was drinking and partying in a social setting. After graduating high school, I left the state for a year to attend an automotive trade school. Moving to a new town by myself with social anxieties, alcohol was something I can always find and obtain. It was like my security blanket. I drank all through school, but managed to get perfect attendance recognition. After graduating, I moved back to Oregon. I was working and living on my own. Alcohol became an every night occurrence, working during the day, drinking at night. The negative consequences for me abusing alcohol was not taking care of my body, becoming severely overweight, reaching my highest weight of 420 pounds, and developing sleep apnea. Thankfully, the company I worked for offered really good health insurance, so I pursued bariatric weight loss surgery. After 9 months of jumping through all the hoops to get the surgery approved, I had a surgery date, and on March 13, 2013, I had gastric bypass surgery. After my surgery, I was no longer to eat as much food, so my obsession for food and alcohol switched to alcohol alone. My everyday drinking and depression took a toll on my body, and I was physically dependent on alcohol experiencing severe withdrawal symptoms if I did not have to drink in 12 hours. I found myself drinking in the morning just to get through the workday. When I turned 30, I had enough and wanted help. I checked myself into a detox in a rehabilitation center. It was a good experience, and I learned a lot in a short 21-day program. However, I struggled with depression and anxiety, only to relapse a few months after. After that, I spent the next 7 years in and out of detoxes, inpatients, outpatient treatments, ER visits due to health complications, mental health wards, and experiencing seizures from not detoxing properly at home. After my last trip to detox, I had no clue what I was going to do or what I was missing in life. I decided to give Adult and Teen Challenge a try. Coming into the program with an open heart and an open mind in search of what I was missing, I found out I was missing a relationship with Christ. Within the first week at Adult Teen Challenge, my shame and guilt had been starting to lift, and I was feeling better about being myself. My insecurities and anxieties are becoming more manageable every day because I am becoming at ease with God, others, and myself. I am praying for guidance and a sense of direction daily, and my relationship with Christ has allowed me to become comfortable in my own skin sober. I'd wish I'd come to Adult and Teen Challenge as my first program, but I believe everything has happened for a reason, and God has brought me here for a purpose. I spent the last 10 years of my life pushing my family and friends away, hiding so they would not see how bad my addiction had gotten. I'm excited to be there as a son and a brother to my family and a good friend to a couple of friends that never lost hope for me. My outlook on life has completely changed, and God has something amazing planned for me. By having Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he has lifted all my past sins and allowed me to forgive myself. Galatians 6:9 says, "Don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessings at the appropriate time." Today, I'm truly blessed and grateful for my salvation. Today, I choose to keep fighting the good fight and stay on the straight and narrow path with God on my side. Thank you. So last year, I was here as a student, and this year I'm back as an intern. The last 8.5 months I've been able and privileged to work alongside these guys. Faustino has taught me a lot. Each one of these guys I got to see come in, and we're fighting the battle together, and I'm just truly grateful. Faustino has helped me in my walk tremendously. Just getting up here and talking, he makes it easy for me. So I'm looking forward to what God has next, and maybe I'll be back next year in a different position. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Yeah, Sergio. Sergio's been with us for a little while now, and it's been amazing to see him grow. Right when he first came in, he was a pretty timid guy, you know. But his confidence in the Lord, not in himself, has changed his outlook on life. And so it's been a privilege to work alongside Sergio. We're going to show a quick video really quick, and then we'll continue on. Yeah.
My life before Teen Challenge was brokenness, woundedness.
My life was very out of control and reckless.
And when I got to Teen Challenge, I actually thought that I was on a different planet, because the scriptures and the love and praying for me, I didn't know how to receive any of that. Teen Challenge saves lives, and I watch it happen every day.
God is infinite, and there's not a single time where he'll turn his back away from you. Putting hope within reach is a reflection of that. You're never too far gone for God to reach you. Your son, your daughter, your cousin, your mom, they're never too far gone. We give them the opportunity to change your lives.
Get chills. It's beautiful. You know, the Spirit of God, he's moving in this world like no other. There's a scripture There's a scripture. Let me find it for you. Romans 8, 19 through 21. It's when you got a pastor, go ahead and say amen, huh?
Amen.
Amen. For creation waits with eager longing for the sons of God. For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain freedom through the glory of the children of God. What that scripture tells me is that creation is groaning for the sons and the daughters of God to realize their identities. Now, if they would realize their identities, if they would fall on their face, if they would repent, this world would change. But how many of us knew we were the sons and daughters of God before he called us? Or before someone told you themselves? We are the hands and feet. Our job, our duty, our calling is to love those who are lost. Like the prodigal son who returned with the father's arms wide open. Or maybe the lost sheep that Jesus went and found, right? Each of you are part of this amazing body, and we are so privileged that we get to come and share with you guys. And the Bible says that they overcome by the word of the Lamb, blood of the Lamb.
The blood of the Lamb, the word of his testimony.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so through this year, we get to watch these guys as they grow in their testimonies, right? As God shows them who they are in Christ, and they get to proclaim the goodness of God. And so, Sergio, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for understanding who God's created you to be. Thank you for being the man that you've always been called to be, yeah? Thank you, brother. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you guys to come up real quick and share. This is called Reality Truth. They're going to go about what the world has told them, what they have believed themselves, and then the truth about what God says about them.
Reality is, have an older man shooting you up with meth at the age 16. Reality is, turning my back on my family and my friends. Reality is, running from everything, my marriage, excuse me, my marriage, my children. Reality is, turning to a life of crime to feed my addiction. Reality is, spending 20 years of my life locked up, then standing on a bridge thinking jumping was the only answer. How do I know that was my reality? That was my reality.
Reality is, she came from a loving Christian home with all the opportunities a young man could have, still choosing alcohol and lust. Reality is, you squandered your life, turning blessings to sorrows. You sought the darkness to hide my sin, and hide from your responsibilities. Reality is, you drank for 50 years. The act left you homeless, trembling, and afraid to face life. Reality is, you were selfish, prideful, and closed-minded to any solution for a life that had become a living hell. Your spirit was dead and your heart was hardened towards God. But reality is, Jesus was there the whole time offering his eternal love. How do I know that was reality? Because that was my reality.
The reality is, growing up with 5 siblings, both parents uneducated and unemployed. The reality is, using drugs to cope with my childhood trauma. The reality is, due to my extreme drug use, I lost everything and ended up homeless for over 12 years. The reality is, not knowing who you are or your purpose. And how do I know that's reality? Because that was my reality.
But the truth is, I had a good childhood and loving parents, never went without. But the truth is, I was involved in church as a child, and a seed was planted. But the truth is, I no longer have to run because I've given my life to Jesus Christ as my Savior. But the truth is, I no longer have to live a life of crime because my time at Adult Teen Challenge is bringing me closer to God. But the truth is, God was on that bridge, and he gave me the help that brought me to Adult Teen Challenge. And in the book of truth, Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
But the truth is, last year while attending Adult Teen Challenge, I miraculously surrendered my entire life to Jesus Christ. But the truth is, I no longer have to drink. My morals are dictated by my obedience to Christ. But the truth is, I am both completely healed, both mentally and physical. I'm expectantly looking forward to any challenge on the narrow road to victory. But the truth is, I've never felt more alive, more full of joy. I feel so much love for everyone exploding from inside me. I am truly a new creation. I am truly a child of God. But the truth is, I once knew what it was like without Jesus Christ, and I know what it feels like to be cleansed and bathed in Christ's glorious life. Jesus, I love you. The Book of Truth says, in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the truth.
The truth is that God made a way for me to attend church and to hear his word as a child. But the truth is, God used my addiction to draw me closer to him. But the truth is, although I lost everything, he gave me a motive and a drive to seek him in everything. The truth is that my purpose is to follow God and to share his gospel. In the Book of Truth, it says in Isaiah 26:3, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. And that's the truth. And now, church, that now that we've given you the truth to our realities, we challenge you to find the truth to your realities. In the Book of Truth, in John 8:32, it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Brian, why don't you stay up here with me for a second?
Oh, okay.
Brian, how long you been in the program for, brother?
10.5 months.
10.5 months. What's been the most challenging thing for you in this last year?
The most challenging thing for me, I don't know. I guess just the fact that I have to work hard and the whole year has been a real challenge. It was just like I was living in black and now I'm living in white.
Hallelujah.
A complete transformation from day one, and it takes some getting used to.
What has been the most rewarding thing for you since being at Adult Teen Challenge?
I guess 10.5 months sober is the most rewarding thing. And you know, like... I really have a desire to be a minister, and I'm going to go up to Absolute Ministry, and I'm going to, I know I'm a little old to be starting a new career, but that I'm going to do it anyway, and if I get struck down on the way, then I'd get struck down on the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brad. Well, I appreciate you guys for listening to us and taking the time out of your guys' day to come here today. I know you guys really came for the food, which I'm excited about too. So we'll get there. We'll get there. But I wanted to share something. So on your guys' table, there's a couple different things, right? The first thing, if you'll lift that up, that is called a Connect card, okay? Just like the Connect cards. Oh, thank you. Just like the Connect cards you guys get for this church, right? There's a Connect card for Teen Challenge. Now, if you were to fill this out and you turn it back to us, what we do is we get to send you guys updates monthly on what we're doing at the campus, what some of the men have done this month or this year, right? And we get to celebrate with us in what we're doing. And so if you guys are interested in that and you guys are interested in getting some updates from us monthly, please fill this out and we'll take it right over there. The second thing on that table is this thing. It's called the Ladies Brunch Benefit, okay? This ladies' brunch, we would love for the women of God to come out and be refreshed. As of right now, we have 22 tables, and 18 of them are full, and we're hoping that we can finish filling up the rest of them. We're going to have an amazing speaker. Her name is Heidi Graham. Her husband is a pastor over in Salem. She is a woman of God that cannot be messed with, right? She is fulfilling. She is empowered. She is powerful. And so if you, any of you guys are ladies, are interested in coming, we would love for you to come, okay? The last thing is who here plays golf? Does anyone play golf? Good. Well, I suck. So we have this thing coming up. Yeah, I'm not great. I'm not great either, right? But we have this golf coming up. We have this golf event coming up, and I would love to see you guys get involved with us in that. So I'm going to leave some cards here. If at any point in time you guys think, man, golf sounds good when it's a little bit sunnier, right? Give me a call. We'll get you guys signed up, and maybe you guys can come out and run some carts with us. Maybe make my game look a little better, yeah? I appreciate you guys. So we're going to roll one more video, and then we'll keep pushing on.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm from Brownsville.
Hi, my name's Adam.
My name's Jason.
My name is Joseph.
Faustino.
Amanda.
I was addicted to heroin and meth.
Drug of choice was opiates in general.
Bulimia, and then I masked that with severe alcohol.
Meth and heroin.
Addiction was like walking through hell.
The darkest time in my life.
It's very hard and it's lonely.
Chaos everywhere, depression all the time, and anger 24/7.
My whole family had abandoned me because of all of the pain and suffering I'd caused.
And I really had no drive or no hope or just no purpose of living.
I viewed myself as a junkie.
I saw myself as worthless. I saw myself as I deserved to live under that bridge.
The Adult and Teen Challenge program for me was a place of peace, a place where I could finally find out who I was, who I was intended to be, and who honestly God created me to be.
The program was easy for me to be in, but it required change, and that was the hard part for me.
It was difficult, but it was worth it.
No pun intended, it's challenging. It's definitely a beautiful process, but it's in no terms easy.
The hardest year ever, but the best.
I found who I was without drugs, without alcohol, without an eating disorder.
I learned that I'm chosen, that I'm accepted, that I'm loved.
God is a God of forgiveness, of mercy, of grace.
I found freedom from the chains that I'd worn my entire life.
And I learned that my past does not define me.
My identity now and forever is I'm a child of God.
I look to his word and the truth and not to the lies of the enemy.
Honestly, it's all because of Jesus. Before, I was a dirtbag.
The trust that people have for me now, nobody trusted me before I came in this program, and now I'm responsible for a campus, men's lives. God has entrusted me with a lot, and 12 years ago, that would not have been the case.
Sponsorship was an anchor in this wild program.
The sponsorship program is designed to help people get through the program that can't financially afford it.
It helps students know that there is someone out there who cares about them and is praying for them.
It was humbling, but it was also, I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why somebody who didn't know me would want to pray for me. It was amazing because I had burnt a lot of bridges in my past, and I didn't think anybody cared enough to pray for me or want me to do better. And having a sponsor, I saw that there are people that cared.
I've seen guys who were on the brink of the edge, about to leave, and they received a letter from their sponsors, which gave them hope to stay another day.
To any of those sponsors out there that are listening that may have sponsored me, I want to say thank you.
I would like to say thank you to all of my sponsors. They all made a difference. There was days when I wanted to give up and I wanted to quit, and I know it sounds cliche, but they sent that letter and they listened to God's voice and told me exactly what I needed to hear in that moment that kept me going, kept me focused on the bigger picture and staying.
They help give that hope to somebody that doesn't have hope.
You make it possible for people like me.
Thank you to all of our current sponsors. You guys keep this program up and operational, so we can't thank you enough.
If you're considering on sponsoring a student, it can help change a life.
Help save a life. Help change a life. Put hope within reach.
So yeah, our sponsorship program, it is an amazing thing. you have the ability not only to write your sponsee, but you get to come to their events, right? So let's say one's about to graduate. You'll get an invitation to their graduation where you get to come and celebrate the victory that they've had in this year pursuing sobriety. Not only pursuing sobriety, but pursuing Christ, right? You know, and the sponsorship is more than just a monthly donation. Realistically, man, we burnt a lot of bridges, right? Our family has turned us away because of the things that we chose to do. Not of anything that they've done, but the things that we have done. And so oftentimes, when we reach out to our families or when we reach out to people in our past, there's not a great connection there, and it takes time to reestablish that. And so the sponsorship program is an opportunity for you to be the voice that they wish they could hear from their families, right? The encouragement that they wish that they would receive from their parents, or maybe it's just a stranger. Maybe it's just someone that believes in them from afar. Realistically, man, to be completely honest, it's an opportunity for us to ride on your guys' faith. Oftentimes, our faith fails. This isn't easy stuff for us. To leave everything that we've known behind and pursue God is, that's a challenge in its own. And so your guys' prayers, your guys' contributions, they don't go unnoticed. They do not go unnoticed. And so I want to thank you guys. I know that you guys have known about us. I know that you guys give to us, but you guys have no idea the impact that you have on us as a body. So thank you. I want to read something to you before we close today. It says, you are the light of the world. This is Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all those who are in the house. Let your light shine before man in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, when we think about being a light on a hill that can't be hidden, we're tapping into a profound truth about the power of your influence. Imagine a city on a hill at night. Even from miles away, its lights shine brightly, guiding travelers, offering hope, and making a path clear. That city can't hide its light. It's a beacon in the darkness. In the same way, your life has the potential to be that beacon. Every action, every word, every choice you make has the power to shine into someone else's life. You might not always realize it, but people are watching you, drawing strength from your courage, your kindness, and your resilience. Being a light isn't about being perfect or ever always having it together. It's about being authentic, showing up as you are, and allowing your true self, your gifts, your passions, your love for others to shine through. It's about choosing to reflect hope even when the world feels dark. It's about being the voice that speaks up, the hand that reaches out, and the heart that loves without condition. So thank you, guys. Thank you for being a light. Pastor, I'm going to ask if you'd be willing to come up here and pray over these cards. These cards are an amazing thing that we have. It is one of the most inexpensive ways for you guys to partner with us. We call them touch cards. In our lives, in my life, I should say, there are times where I'm driving down the street, and I come up to a stop sign, and there's someone homeless holding up a sign. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do this for a living, right? This is what I do for a job. This is what I get to do, right? But there are days when I'm tired, and there are days where I just don't feel like I have the energy to be able to minister to that person or to be able to spend that time with them. And there are times where I turn my head or I drive right past them. And that's just me being honest and vulnerable, right? That's my shortcomings. But there's this card. Now, I'm going to ask this pastor to pray over him, right? And you as this congregation to stretch your hands out and pray. But these are more than just cards. This is the first step of someone's recovery. This is the first step of them coming to understand who Jesus is. This is an opportunity for them to get in touch with us and a tangible person to minister to them and tell them, hey, it'll be okay. Jesus loves you. So if you guys would consider taking some of these, whether it's three and throwing them in your pocket, or maybe there's a couple and throw them in your glove box, or maybe you work in a field where you're seeing homeless all the time. Grab some of these cards and partner with us, would you? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's pray. Yeah. Father God, Jesus told a story about a sower who went out to sow. And I believe that was the good news of the gospel. Lord, we want to sow some good news today. So I pray that you would bless these cards, that you'd get them into the right people here who can pass them off to the people who need to hear the good news of Jesus. I pray that your spirit would direct these cards and empower them, and that, Lord, when people receive them, they would hear from you. There would be something inside that says, give a call, take a look, look up, whatever it is, recall the story of Jesus. So use these cards, Lord. Use these cards like that sower and bring forth life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
I'm going to use these. Amen. Take a bunch of them. I'm going to pass these around. Tell you what, we'll just leave them up here. We'll leave them before the Lord, and you can come and get some when you're ready and take a handful of those, that sort of thing. We're going to receive a love offering for Teen Challenge. It's going to help them in their work that they're doing. If you want to write a check to Grace Baptist Church. We're going to collect it all together, and then we'll send them a check. So in the basket here, right, we're going to just pass this around and give you an opportunity throughout our lunchtime, that sort of thing. Love to fill this up and just give them a really great love offering. I'm going to see what I got here. Now, your pastor doesn't carry a lot of money. I'm just saying, but I got some. I'm going to give what I got.
Amen.
I'm going to give what I got. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. You guys did a great job. And by the way, you know, I'm almost 72. How old are you?
64.
64, yeah. You have time, brother. You have time. You have time, right? And while you guys were speaking, the Spirit of God led me to think about Jesus and Peter on a beach. John 21. You know the story? Peter was a broken man. He'd gone back to fishing. He'd given up. He did the worst thing he could possibly think of. After he promised Jesus he would die before he ever denied him, he did 3 times. That was his failure. I think Peter probably could never look at Jesus in the eye again. But the Savior tracked him down and said, "Feed my sheep, tend my lambs, take care of my people." And he did. Peter passed the baton to the next disciple, who passed a baton to the next disciple. From community to community, from generation to generation. And we're here as a result.
That's right,
man. Never give up. Never give up.
This little light of mine,
let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Yes, there is darkness in this world. Who was that that shared that? Okay, there is darkness in this world, but the light is gonna overcome it. Amen. So we're going to have our worship team come up. We're going to sing a song. Hey, oh, you got me covered? My wife carries the money in our house. Yeah, there we go. $300. So Yes, and then we're going to break. We're going to have a wonderful lunch here. You guys get to spend some time with the Teen Challenge folks, okay? Grab them around your table and talk to them, encourage them, pray for them, that kind of a thing. That'll be good. You want me to introduce this thing? Or do you want to?
Introduce the song?
The song. You picked it out.
This world is not my home. And if you'd like to stand and sing that with us, please do.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I won't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh, Lord,
you know I have no friend like you.
If heaven's not my home,
then, Lord, what will I do?
The angels beckon me from heaven's open door.
And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Put your hands together.
I have a loving mother up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
All God's people said, amen. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Now, let me say, pray for lunch, yes. Father God, we thank you for your provision for this lunch. Give us grateful hearts as we partake together. May our souls unite. May we be built up in our faith. Lord, may we steady those that are around us. May they steady us. And may we rejoice greatly in your kingdom today. Thanks for the salvation that's been provided through Christ Jesus. Help us to share that good news with many. Many people in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.